Brazil's government is putting the finishing touches on a massive new electronic surveillance system meant to keep an eye on the Amazon basin. The SAVAM, or Surveillance System of the Amazon, has been 10 years in the making, and its promoters say it will revolutionize efforts to protect one of the world's most diverse ecosystems. NPR's Martin Costi reports from Manaus, Brazil.
The Amazon region used to be a radar dark zone. Jets traveling between, say, Rio de Janeiro and Los Angeles would fly unseen over hundreds of miles of jungle, rarely showing up on anybody's tracking screen. But that's changing. The region is now covered by 25 new ground radars linked to state-of-the-art control rooms in three Amazon capitals. The system is backed up by airborne radars carried on small jets. Marcia Rubles is an American software engineer who's designing the system's new tracking displays. She says the system will track riverboats and small planes, including those that don't want to be seen.
If you have an aircraft that starts landing in a place where you don't have any record of a landing strip, and then you also have some report of suspicious activity, they're going to flag that type of activity and investigate it further.
In fact, SIVAM is no longer just a radar network. In order to get political support for the $1.4 billion project, the Brazilian military and the American contractors who built the system have emphasized environmental surveillance. Besides the aviation radars, the system now includes 10 weather radars, 14 lightning detectors, and 200 water quality sensors, not to mention multi-spectrum sensors strapped to the bellies of the radar planes. One of SIVAM's project managers, Air Force Lieutenant Colonel Jurandir Fonseca, proudly shows off the results.
This image here, this is a typical image of what our aircraft is capable of doing. These things here are probably, they are termite nests.
A system that can spot termite nests can also spot illegal mines, logging roads, even individual trees. In theory, SIVAM can cast its God's eye view over almost any corner of a region that's bigger than half of the United States. Fonseca is one of the rare Brazilian military officers who worries about the rainforest. He says, as a pilot, he's watched the forest shrinking over the years. He hopes the SIVAM will slow that process, but he says information alone isn't enough.
In the technical side of the solution, SIVAM is okay. But SIVAM is only one-third of the solution. Two-thirds are political. Two-thirds of the solution are political.
For example, politics will determine who gets access to the immense volume of data collected by SIVAM. Advocates for transparency scored a victory only a few months ago, when the government decided to set up an interministerial council to run the system, instead of leaving it all in the hands of the military. But this still doesn't guarantee access for non-governmental organizations and independent scientists. Nito Higuchi is a forestry scientist at the National Amazon Research Institute. He says SIVAM has a history of bad blood with the scientific community, which accused the project of being too expensive and too militarized.
I think SIVAM decided to respond in kind. It decided to turn its back on the scientific community. So their interaction has been complicated and drawn out, and each side still regards the other with suspicion.
But Higuchi says the two sides are showing signs of reconciliation, and he says the scientific payoff could be enormous.
When people talk about development issues in the Amazon, you get tired of hearing the usual excuse. You know the old line, due to the lack of information about the Amazon, blah, blah, blah. I think the SIVAM project has the potential to debunk that idea, because now we have the information.
SIVAM isn't fully functional yet, but it's already making some people nervous. A few months ago, a team of SIVAM technicians was installing one of the 900 satellite uplinks that will connect remote areas to the outside world. They were installing the uplink on an Indian reservation, and at first the tribe welcomed it. But the next day, the Indians changed their minds and angrily forced the technicians to remove the satellite uplink. Why? Because they said the loggers, who operate illegally on their land, had told the chief that SIVAM would be bad for the tribe. Martin Costi, NPR News, Manaus, Brazil.